Former Saskatoon Mayor Don Acheson, who was it 12 years you served as mayor in our fine
13
city?
13 years.
13 years served as mayor in our fine city, has written a book called Building Bridges, A Big City Mayor Reflects on Leadership. And that is going to be available. When's your book launch?
It's on Wednesday evening.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. at McNally Robinson. And it's really something I never dreamt would ever happen.
I was going to say, what would your English teachers say if they saw that you wrote a book?
They'd shake their heads and say, my goodness, how could this be?
What catches my attention about this is you're not talking necessarily about your experience as being a mayor as much as you're talking about what it's like for someone to get involved in politics, what it's like for someone to be a mayor. Some of the things that we as citizens don't realize because, well, we're not mayor. So what was one of the things that was most startling that you learned?
Well, what I learned was you're really not in control of the ship.
Right.
That it's a consensus basis on council. But a lot of that authority is delegated to the administration, rightly or wrongly. Mm-hmm. And I personally believe that the people that are elected should be held accountable. And when you're the mayor, you're the one that should actually be running the show and not capable of, if you wish to say, passing the buck along. I still remember knocking a door one day and a lady was complaining about some bylaw. I said, well, nothing I can do about it. She says, yes, it is. You wrote the law. So you're responsible for it. So if you're responsible for it, then I think that you need to have some type of authority that goes with that as well.
Now, we're going to get back to that
in
just a quick second, but I want to talk about people who are getting into politics for the first time because I always believe their intentions are good. Their understanding of the system might not be as sharp.
I believe you hit it bang right on. And when I got involved, I saw the city was, if you wish to say, drifting. And I thought we could be so much more. There was all this potential pent up there that we needed to do something about it. So consequently, that was one of the reasons I ran to begin with as a city councilor. I said, we're going to run the city like a business. And so that was my whole premise all the way through my 22 years in politics. But what happens is a lot of people get involved thinking they want to fix the sidewalk in front of their house or the playground equipment, whatever. And it's far more than that. And I think when people get involved, there is one counselor, when we were first elected the first time, said, I thought we just came down here on Monday nights, and after we were here for an hour or so, then we went to the bar for a few drinks. Had no idea what was involved. And I thought at the time, with the big organization like that, there was far more that was involved in doing that. It was even more than I realized. But I enjoyed every minute of it.
And it's hard, too, because you represent an entire group of people. Not so, let's say I, as a sports fan, think a brand new stadium is priority number one, but the person living right next door to me might be a big fan of the arts and thinks, no, it should be a theater that's priority number one. And you, on council or as mayor, you have to somehow make both of us at least feel good about what's happening.
I think you've hit it again. Steve, you hit it bang right on. It's unbelievable. You should be running for council.
No, thanks. I've watched enough of this happen to know how. But it's how do you do it?
Well, what happens is you have to sit in your own mind a set of priorities. And so when I was running for mayor, I always said, like, what are the priorities for the city of Saskatoon? What's number one? And in my mind, safety and security. Why do people move here from other countries? They want to be safe and they want to be secure. What's the next thing you need after that? Well, if you don't have a roof over your head when it's 40 below, it can be devastating. And so consequently for me, it was housing. The next one was transportation. You need to have good roads, not with potholes and that on them. So when businesses come to look at your community, they can say, oh, if they keep their infrastructure up, they must be a relatively good community to be in as well. So I prioritize things in my own mind well ahead of schedule so that when we're having discussions, I had something to go back to lean on.
Okay. Do you think that we are, as a society, frightening away good people from getting into politics? And that's not to say that those who are serving right now are not good. I believe that there's a whole bunch of intelligence. Like, nobody is an idiot. But are we frightening away some better people?
I don't know. I wouldn't say better, okay?
Right.
What I would say is, we're discouraging a lot of people from participating. And I'll give you an example. In our store, when I was a counselor, we would have people, one fellow came to the door one day and yelled in, "I'll never shop in your store again." It had nothing to do with the store. It had everything to do with a political decision that was made. And so business people are very reluctant to put their names forward. I think we need a tremendous amount of business people involved. You're running a billion-dollar operation. And it's not only Saskatoon, it's the surrounding region as well. And as Saskatoon goes, the province goes. And we need to have far more business people involved. I'm not discouraging anyone else, but that's one of the things that business people just refuse to get involved in. Other people, when you tell them what to expect, they go, "Count me out. I don't need that aggravation."
It's a family affair, isn't it?
It is, and I can tell you, we need to talk about Mardell because without Mardell, none of this would have been possible. The children were absolutely phenomenal as well in being involved because you give up a lot along the way with your family to do this. Some people say, well, no, I'll fit council into my schedule, and that may be so, but that's not the reason you were elected. You're elected to look after the community, and that was our number one priority all the time. But Mardell was, I can tell you, I missed every birthday of all the children at some point in time. I missed Mardell's as well. The only thing I never missed the entire time I was involved was her anniversary. And we had to celebrate that sometimes in Asia, in Europe, and I would make sure that she came with me. And people would say, well, it's nice that Mardell can go. The city's paying for it. The city never bought Mardell a cup of coffee. We paid for it out of our own pocket. But I thought that was the least I could do was have Mardell there for one special occasion for us that we could keep whole.
So what do you think that this book, what's your goal from this book?
Well, first of all, it talks about leadership and about people being involved. It also talks about the city itself. There's some stories in there about what transpired in the city. Because, Steve, you're the first record of history. And when you run a news story in that, that becomes the history the first time through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some of the stories, not from your family's of stations, but some others in print didn't exactly tell the whole story or get the facts straight at all. And so part of it's that, and also to tell people how things happen behind the scenes as well. We never talked about that at all.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've always found it fascinating that how when my garbage doesn't get picked up on Tuesday like it's supposed to at 8 o'clock at night, I feel okay calling up my counselor and telling them that.
And so they should know. They should know that.
But they're not going to come to get it.
No, but what you would hopefully they would do, and that's where public relations is so important, they should pick up the phone and say, you know, Steve, I'll follow up on that right now. And then they would phone the line into the yards and notify them and then get back to you and say, well, you know, Steve, sorry, we missed you today. We'll be there tomorrow or whatever the case is. And a lot of that's forgotten today. The politicians seem to want to push it all on to the administration. You need to go talk to the administration. No, I voted for you. You're my representative, not the fellow that's answering the phone. And I don't blame the fellow answering the phone at all.
So let's circle back.
Sure.
You had said at one point in our conversation that you thought perhaps as a mayor, for example, should have more influence. And I might be reading into it, but those administration at City Hall perhaps have too much influence. Is that fair?
I think it's the politicians in general like to default to the administration with the recommendations that come forward and say, well, those are only choices. Well, sometimes there's more than two choices to situations like snow removal. Do we go from 36 hours to 48 hours or do we go out and buy more equipment? I think, why can't you go out and talk to the private sector about accommodating the city of Saskatoon better as well? Why can't there be more ideas? Why should there only be two to choose from? And things like that. You want people that are innovative, aren't shy. Before we leave, I have to say, mm-hmm. Miles Height, anyone who sees Miles Height, You thank Miles Height for all his years of service. A lot of things that were accomplished in our community would not have occurred without the help of Miles. Counselor Nolte as well were exceptional counselors. They had what was best for the city at heart. Not that the other ones didn't either, but Miles, if you wish to say, was my sergeant major and was absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. All right. So the book is called Building Bridges, Big City Mayor Reflects on Leadership by Donald J. Acheson.
Yes.
And it will be available in your favorite bookstore. Will we be able to get them online?
You can get them at McNally Robinson, Amazon Books,
okay,
and eBooks as well is where it's available.
So is there going to be a follow-up? Will we have a part two?
Well, that's a good question because on Wednesday evening, people that ask questions may stimulate this looking at writing a second book, but one never knows. I always say every day you get up is a new challenge in life, and don't look in the rearview mirror too often because if you do, you'll drive off the end of the road.
Good point. Good point. Don Acheson, thanks for stopping by, and I assume that there will be book signings too?
The book signings at McNally Robinson.
Perfect.
Wednesday night at 7:00.